What's in the news? Seeing clearly.
It's been life-altering.
Absolutely.
I mean, completely life-altering for in every sense for him.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. You might have seen Beth Guardino's 16-year-old son, Christian. He wowed the judges on America's Got Talent.
I walked out on that stage all by myself. All those judges, I saw them, and I saw them. I saw their reactions.
Seeing was a new thing for him when he performed. He's one of a few thousand people born with a genetic mutation that leads to blindness.
The most horrifying feeling, just seeing everything fade away over time.
He was my firstborn. It was devastating. We were alone. We were completely alone in this.
But not anymore, thanks to researchers like Jean Bennett.
We took the normal copy of that gene and delivered it to the cells that were defective.
The gene therapy has now been recommended for approval by a government panel.
I've been kind of seeing new things and experiencing new things. And just like a four-year-old is still learning how to use his vision properly, I'm still learning how to use it today.
Part of a new era of medicine, says CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
They use the same technology to take immune cells out of a child and put them back in, and it attacks their leukemia. Mm-hmm. So we're at the forefront of a next stage of medicine, which is rewriting the code for good.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.